vampire science. Vampires are the new masters of the world. We know now that the NSA, revealed by Snowden, have been completely mapping all their human servants using the computer network to map their behavior, everything they do, credit cards, telephone calls, social networking, usage of power in their homes, watching them via the cameras in the cable network, televisions, etc., logging where they go via the tracking systems in their cars, basically to build a mega map of the human slaves. We know that the human slaves have been trained to become total controlled wetware of the NSA via the training of their supplementary motor areas, via computer games. So the NSA and GCHQ can remotely switch on and off their supplementary motor area, controlling everything they do, because remember, the supplementary motor area controls the actions of the human. Specialist preparatory sets, these are the brain signals that are fired off when you do specific actions, can then be linked up with the supplementary motor area. Computer games can teach you to press a button or not press a button depending upon stimuli in the computer game, which can then have hidden semiotics, hidden sound frequencies, hidden flashing lights, hidden electromagnetic frequencies, which can then train your supplementary motor area to be completely controlled by GCHQ and the NSA. We know from the Copenhagen interpretation that the quantum wave function is collapsed by the observer. Now, if the wetware, Joe Blogs in the street, is completely controlled by the computer program run by the NSA, GCHQ, all their actions are completely controlled by the supplementary motor area, which has been completely subverted by NSA, GCHQ programs, which, of course, Snowden hasn't had access to because he didn't have clearance. This means that the quantum wave function of a human is now quantum superimposed with the NSA control programs, the GCHQ control programs, which basically means that the human wetware is run via the internet, and GCHQ and NSA super users control the wetware. This, of course, means the end of humans as we know it and the total creation of the new Matrix human wetware, which is run from the cloud. The vampire, of course, is the evolution of humans who've escaped being the plantation slave of the Rothschild Jew banker. They, of course, have quantum superimposed themselves with psychotronic crystals, which are derived from quartz. We know when quartz is squeezed, it produces an electrical spark, the piezoelectric effect, and we know that electromagnetism is gravity in the fifth dimension. We also know that the vampire has had their biophysical body collapsed in the fifth dimension, so they become a five-dimensional black hole, which means that the piezoelectric effect, which is produced by squeezing, can be amplified by quantum superimposing the biophysical body of the vampire on a crystal. this then, of course, produces a complex number version of the spark, the complex number version of the piezoelectric effect, which, of course, then can allow them to do things that the slave on the plantation, the juice slave on the plantation, cannot do. We know that placing the quartz crystal on the right shoulder blade eats the assemblage point. This is the position of Zion, the Matrix. So in fact, like in the Matrix film, the way to get out of the Matrix is to put the vampire crystal on your right shoulder blade and fall asleep regularly with the crystal attached to your right shoulder blade. This means when the assemblage point moves naturally while you're sleeping and goes forth from Zion, the Matrix prison, the panopticon of the NSA, the Jew bankers, when it tries to come back, when the NSA GCHQ programs try to pull you back into the Matrix, they can't because the quartz crystal has eaten that position of your energy body, so the assemblage point cannot ever come back into the Matrix. Basically, it's a one-way trip out of the Matrix. The old shamans of the New Seer line, which are described by Castaneda, they, of course, get the Nagual to hit the right shoulder blade, push in the energy body so the position of the assemblage point no longer exists because there's a huge dent or a crevice in the energy body, so you can't actually return to Zion, the prison slave state of the Jew banker. Since you haven't got a Nagual man or woman available to do that to you, the vampire crystal, of course, eats the assemblage point, eats your energy body in that area, and you can never, ever return to the slave state of Zion. The vampire crystal, of course, is the pathway out of the Matrix, and of course the vampire should by definition use the vampire crystal on their assemblage point every night, so when they wake up they are an escapee from the panopticon Zion prison of Zion, and of course like in the Matrix films they have superpowers because they're not quantum superimposed with the GCHQ NSA computer programs, which limit them to being a slave on the plantation. Their SMAs, by definition, become divorced from the control signals broadcast over the computers and over the digital TV networks and over the digital radio networks, and of course from the Wi-Fi and the various other means of controlling the wetware. They of course control the SMA in Zion, but since you're not in Zion, you no longer are controlled. The next step in using the vampire crystal is to put it over the gap in your energy body, which is where your navel is, unless you're a big fat asshole, in which case the will, the gap, is beneath your navel. And if you're a thin, skinny, elongated streak of piss, then it's above your navel. If you're a perfectly proportioned being like myself, then your center of gravity is around your navel, and of course that's where your gap is. This gap is the means by which the will force comes out, and using the vampire crystal you can amplify your will force. So for example, if you want to move the assemblage point of a target, for example the bitch juice scum Cameron, you put the vampire crystal on your navel, you have the flat end pointing outwards to suck the energy out of the camera and bitch. You put the pointy end into your gap. You then direct a light from a flashlight through the crystal into your eyes. Remember, light is gravity in the fifth dimension. You black holed your own energy body, which of course squeezes the crystal and allows you to squeeze the energy body of the Cameron bitch or any other target like a Bernanke or a Diamond or any other of these juice scum vermin who controls Zion. This then quantum superimposes with the will force, which comes out of your gap, according to Don Juan in the Castaneda books. The light which you're shining through the crystal links it to the fifth dimension, because remember, light is gravity in the fifth dimension. The eyes summon intent, so of course the will force can then be directed via staring at the light coming through the vampire crystal, which is on your belly button. In fact, is actually stuck in your belly button, with a pointed end in your belly button. You then can direct the will force to the assemblage point of the Cameron simply by intending, which is done by putting the flashlight light through the crystal and looking at it. Your will force can then be commanded to grab the assemblage point of the Cameron, put it onto the death spot of the Cameron, which is on the left shoulder blade, and then plunge it into the midsection of the Cameron, which of course, if you read The Power of Silence about death, is the way by which death kills people. This then, of course, quantum superimposes the Cameron with death, which of course opens the gap in the Cameron, releasing the energy of the Cameron, its hyperinfinity, its life force, all the energy contained in its blood, which of course is automatically sucked up by your vampire crystal and then is downloaded into you via the gap in your energy body, filling you up and sucking dry and desiccating the Cameron, superaging it and linking it with death, so of course the Cameron dies prematurely, or the Bernanke or the Diamond or any of the other juice scum vermin plantation owners of Zion. This of course is the way you should use your vampire crystal for sucking dry a victim. So rather than getting arrested for biting the throat of the Cameron and drinking its blood, you can simply quantum superimpose yourself with a vampire crystal, link up with the fifth dimension, and of course suck dry the Cameron or the Bernanke or the Diamond or the Rothschild, a juice scum vermin Zion plantation owner, to make the rulers of Zion your slave vampire bitches. Every time you do this, you make a link with the assemblage point and the awareness of the Cameron, making them your slave, as we well know, when a vampire feeds off anybody, that person becomes their slave, so you can remotely influence automatically the Cameron or the Bernanke or the Rothschild to make them do what you want. And of course, if you're like me, a vampire that is destroying Zion, you can make them, of course, do anything you wish. In my case, it's to attack Russia and China so they collapse Vieca and destroy Zion with one huge Atlantis-like apocalypse. We know that when you squeeze a quartz crystal, you get a piezoelectric effect, which of course links the four-dimensional wetware with the fifth dimension. And if you can then five-dimensionally black hole the biophysical body, you're then quantum superimposing it on the vampire crystal. This black hole then squeezes the quartz crystal's biophysical body, producing a complex number spark which links it with the fifth dimension. So basically you've got a positive feedback effect. The vampire crystal produces a tunnel, a stargate into the fifth dimension when squeezed by five-dimensional awareness. That's why psychics, such as Dr. D, psychics use the quartz crystal. That's why remote viewers have been using quartz crystals to try and link up with the fifth dimension by linking their biophysical bodies with the quartz crystal. This is blocked now, so that when remote viewers try and use quartz crystals to boost their power, they're just sucked dry because they're all vampire bitches, blocking off any of the remote viewers from the fifth dimension, locking them in darkness where they're fed upon by the vampire. And of course we know the five-dimensional vampire body interlinked, quantum superimposed with the quartz crystal, squeezes it, produces a complex number spark, stargates to the fifth dimension, links to the five-dimensional biophysical black hole, which then links to the vampire crystal, produces a complex number spark, stargates back to the fifth dimension, so we get positive feedback. And to feed the vampire body properly, you just put the vampire crystal on your navel, flashlight to link you to the fifth dimension, because of course light is gravity in the fifth dimension, linking you directly to the black hole energy body. Then of course this links your will with this positive feedback effect. You can then link to any bitch, grab their assemblage point on the right shoulder blade, plunge it into the death spot on the left shoulder blade, plunge it into their midsection to burst their energy body and feed avariciously off them. You can do this again and again and again till they die. Once they're dead, you can then plunge your will force into their soul, pop their soul, and then grab their soul and put it into a torture bottle, which of course can be made for you, or you can have the Omega Hell service, where you can plunge as many of these bitches who you've killed as you like into the Omega Hell that you've created, with you as the super devil vampire that tortures them for all eternity, feeding off the awareness which is trapped in your Omega Hells, and their eternal torment feeds your vampire body. Thank you.